This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome back to yet another edition of the Kona Edge. I'm Brad Brown, and we head back to Mississippi to catch up with Jeff Fafard. Jeff, welcome. Nice to have you back on. Thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, glad to be here.
Let's talk some nutrition. It's something we haven't really focused on at all, and I'll talk about your race sort of nutrition strategies in a moment. But with you traveling a lot and flying a lot and spending a fair amount of time in hotels, do you find it quite difficult to keep up with sort of the normal healthy eating that a triathlete needs in order to get the best performances?
Yeah, definitely. Being on the road, it's definitely a challenge to not only find the proper food, but even just the timing of the day just gets really weird. I've end up eating at very odd times, I guess, and sometimes I'm having really huge meals, and then other times it seems like I go hours and hours without eating anything. So,
which isn't ideal. As far as nutrition sort of strategy goes generally, what would the ideal be for you? I mean, what do you strive towards?
I tend to have a pretty solid breakfast, eat quite a bit of eggs, and then a decent dinner. And then throughout the day, it's typically kind of more just snacking with salads possibly for lunch, normally not too big, and just like I said, a few snacks throughout the day.
Certain foodstuffs you avoid? I mean, are you low carb, high fat? Do you sort of try and stay away from wheat? Is there anything that you really, really wouldn't go near?
No, not really at all. I haven't really jumped into any crazy diet fads. The biggest thing I found was early on in even doing shorter races. I've had many a race that a quick trip to a portalet or something in a sprint or an Olympic during the run would rapidly drop me back quite a few places. And so my wife at one point had suggested trying cutting out some dairy and some gluten, at least in the final days leading into a race. And I did find that to be pretty successful for me. So a lot of times in the final 3 to 4 days, I'll start to cut out, just standard breads and your normal kind of gluten type items, and try to replace those with other grains like rice or quinoa or sweet potatoes, things like that. And I've actually found that's been helpful.
Brilliant. And as far as race day itself goes, how do you attack an Ironman from a nutrition perspective?
Early on I had some issues, more so I think from kind of fluid balance. I don't think I was drinking enough fluids and electrolytes, especially in hotter races. And so it's kind of changed over the years. Early on it was I guess maybe a little more random, I would say. And then in 2014, I started trying to dial it in a little bit more to the specifics of what I thought I needed. When I raced at Boulder, which was up at altitude, I actually am much on the higher range from what you'll hear a lot of coaches, but I think I took in somewhere in the range of 560 calories an hour while I was on the bike there.
That is quite interesting. But again, I mean, like you said, you're not the smallest of triathletes, and again, it's each to their own, and you need to figure out what works for you.
Sure. Yeah, it's very, very, very true.
Jeff, the biggest lesson, nutrition lesson you've learned in your triathlon career?
I think it was that unless I'm doing a very specific race preparation workout or something extremely long, just cutting out the amount of nutrition that I'm taking in daily training. I do like food, so I tend to eat plenty, and I think I get enough calories through my daily intake that for a lot of my normal training, I don't need that much extra. And I think early on, I probably took in far, far too many extra calories during training that I didn't actually need.
You haven't seen my special needs bags during a race, Jeff. I think I'm the only athlete who puts on weight during during an Ironman. I
like it.
I think I really want. Anyway, Jeff, it's been great catching up. Thank you so much for your time here on the Kona Edge. Much appreciated, and we look forward to following your journey through to Kona 2017.
All right, great, Brad.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Nutrition is key to put in world-class performances. Register now for our upcoming free online nutrition seminar on theKonaEdge.com/nutrition seminar.